This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called for calm in Ethiopia after the killing of popular musician and rights activist Hachilu Hundessa, which sparked widespread protests. In his appeal, Mr. Guterres urged all those concerned by Mr. Hundessa's murder in Addis Ababa on Monday to refrain from any action likely to fuel tension, his spokesperson said. Echoing those concerns, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, cited reports of roadblocks in Mr. Hundessa's native Oromia, along with gunfire and bomb blasts in the Ethiopian capital. The UN Rights Office also warned about the increasingly ethnic nature of the protests and the countrywide internet shutdowns, making it difficult to verify reports about the number of people killed. It also noted that the suspects arrested for Mr. Hundessa's murder should be part of a prompt and transparent investigation into his death. To Hong Kong now, where the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, has expressed alarm at the arrest of demonstrators following China's adoption of a national security law for the special administrative region. Spokesperson Rupert Colville told journalists in Geneva on Friday that the UN office was continuing to analyse the new law after it came into force on Wednesday regarding its compliance with international human rights obligations.
I think several hundred people have been arrested since the protests began on Wednesday. I think the last I heard, we understood 10 of those people had been charged under the new law, but I don't have more details at this point on the nature of the charges and so on. But colleagues are very much actively trying to get those kind of details and see what concerns we have on individual cases.
Mr. Colville pointed to vague and overly broad definitions of some offences in the new law, which he said may lead to its arbitrary interpretation and enforcement. Finally, the number of people going hungry in West and Central Africa could reach more than 57 million by the end of the year, a spike of more than 20 million linked to COVID-19 movement restrictions. In its warning, the UN World Food Programme, WFP, said that many of those affected are the urban poor who live hand to mouth. Spokesperson Elizabeth Beers said that the coronavirus has hit communities at the worst time, at the peak of the lean season, when hunger and malnutrition are most severe.
Price increase of between 15 and 20% were observed in April in Central African Republic, China, and Nigeria. In Liberia, the price of fresh cassava, which is the main staple, spiked to 60%, five times higher than in the past 5 years.
The UN agency said that border closures and the suspension of weekly and open-air markets across the region linked to the coronavirus have prevented farmers from selling their produce, leading to food scarcity and increased prices. Some 23 million of the region's food insecure live in Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria, while other affected countries include Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Mali, and Senegal. To continue its West and Central African operations over the next 6 months, WFP requires $770 million, Ms. Beers said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.